Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hassan Beg and I am 14 years old. I have been coming to Masjid Ibrahim since the age of 6. I believe that a masjid is not only the place to pray, but it is like a second family home where we meet our friends and other community members. The reason I am participating in this fundraising today is because while growing up, I have always been very excited to go to Taraweeh prayers, Sunday school, and other events, not to just learn about our religion, but also to meet and have fun with my friends. I think that the youth of today should also get to experience the same as we did. Today, I have been given the opportunity to bless with you some knowledge on our Prophet, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and today, you all have the chance to donate money to the House of Allah. Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayat 21, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that the Prophet is the best example in everything, even in charity. The Prophet was an extremely generous man and gave charity to the needy whenever he could. Reported in Sunan Abu Dawud, a quote, I met Bilal, the muaddin of the Prophet, and I said, O Bilal, tell me how the Prophet used to spend. Bilal said, when a Muslim would come and he would see him needy or without proper clothes, he would order me to go and take a loan and then buy clothes to feed and clothe him. Even when the Prophet did not have money, he would donate to the needy. This teaches the importance of sadaqah even in times of great hardship. As generous as the Prophet was, he topped it off during the month of Ramadan. Reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet was the most generous amongst the people, and he used to be more so in the month of Ramadan when Angel Jibreel visited him. The Prophet used to recite the Quran to Jibreel, and when Jibreel met him, he used to be more generous than the fast wind. The Quran tells us to donate. It commands us to give sadaqah. So when the Prophet would read the Quran, it would affect him and he would implement it, and one of the best ways is giving sadaqah. This life is short, and what will happen to the wealth we have in this world? Can we keep it after our time is up? No, we can't. Nothing in this life is permanent except for the good and bad deeds we have done. By donating even a very small amount, your good deeds will keep multiplying as long as this new masjid stands. Jazakallah khair.